All right, welcome back for another deep dive.
Fine.
Today we're
Well,
getting into something that could really change the way you see your interactions. Men's body language,
okay.
our main source.
Yeah.
You might not see this one coming. The Bearded Colonel, a website all about, well, beard care.
Yes, a bit of a surprising source.
It really does.
It just goes to show you can find insightful information in the most unexpected places.
And trust me, this deep dive is full of those aha moments, whether you're rocking a beard or not.
Right.
So let's get into it.
Okay.
The article starts off strong, saying posture is a huge ET signal of confidence,
Okay.
even when it's not deliberate.
And they're right on the money.
Yeah.
If you think about it from an evolutionary perspective,
Okay.
we're wired to pick up on signs of strength,
Makes sense.
and posture plays a big part in that. Standing tall, shoulders back, that's projecting an image of power.
Makes sense, right? But then the article says slouching equals insecurity. I mean, we all slouch sometimes, right?
Of course.
Yeah.
It's important to remember context is everything.
Sure.
A relaxed posture might not always signal insecurity.
Right.
To get someone feeling comfortable in their environment.
Okay.
However,
Right.
generally speaking, good posture does tend to make a positive impression.
So, what's the takeaway here for our listeners? Do we all need to walk around like military cadets?
Not exactly, but being mindful of your posture, especially in situations where you want to project confidence, can make a difference.
Right.
A simple trick is to imagine a string pulling you up from the top of your head.
Oh, okay.
You'll be surprised how much more confident you feel.
Okay, that's a great tip. I'm already sitting up straighter.
Good.
Moving on.
Yeah.
The article talks about the handshake. You know, that
Yeah.
classic moment that can either make or break a first impression.
Absolutely. Yeah. And they highlight the importance of a firm handshake as a sign of confidence and assertiveness.
But what about those bone-crushing grips some people have? That's not exactly confidence-inspiring either.
Good point.
Right.
While a firm handshake is generally perceived positively, there's definitely a sweet spot.
Sure.
Too weak can come across as lacking confidence,
Right.
but too strong can be off-putting.
Yeah.
And we always need to consider cultural differences in individual circumstances.
So a handshake can be more than just a greeting. It can be a cultural and even a personal expression.
Right.
Next up, we've got eye contact,
Right.
something a lot of people struggle with.
And the article states that steady eye contact equals confidence and trustworthiness, while avoiding it might be perceived as dishonest.
Right.
And there's a strong evolutionary basis for that. Think
Okay.
about it for centuries. Humans have relied on eye contact to assess the intentions of others.
Yeah.
It's a primal way of judging character.
So when someone avoids eye contact, we might subconsciously see that as a sign they're hiding something.
Right.
It makes you wonder,
Yeah.
are those poker face masters just really good at controlling their eye contact?
It's certainly possible.
Yeah.
But it also goes beyond just holding someone's gaze.
Okay.
Genuine eye contact is hard to fake
Right.
because it often involves subtle cues, like slight variations in pupil size and blink rate.
Wow.
It's more than just staring.
Yeah.
It's about conveying engagement and sincerity.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
So it's like a whole face experience, not just the eyes themselves.
Exactly.
Okay,
Now,
yeah.
this next one is a classic. Crossed arms.
Okay.
We all know what that usually means, right?
Yeah, the article definitely paints it as a defensive move, signaling unapproachability.
And it's true.
Okay.
Crossed arms can create a physical barrier between people.
Right.
However, it's not always a conscious act of shutting someone out.
Right.
Think about it. Someone could be crossing their arms simply because they're cold, or maybe it's just their comfortable stance.
Right.
We need to be careful about jumping to conclusions.
So true. I've definitely been guilty of misjudging people based on crossed arms before.
Yeah.
It's a reminder to look at the whole picture, not just one gesture.
Absolutely.
Right.
Now, let's move on to one that always sparks a bit of debate.
Okay.
Touching the face.
Ah, yes, the classic telltale sign of a liar.
Well,
Right.
not quite.
Okay.
The article claims touching the face,
Okay.
particularly the nose or chin,
Yeah.
can suggest deception or uncertainty. And there's a physiological reason for that. When we're feeling stressed or uncomfortable,
Okay.
we tend to fidget,
Right.
and touching our face can be a way of self-soothing.
Okay, so there's a link to stress, not necessarily lying.
Right.
But wait,
Yeah.
The article then says sometimes touching the face can actually make people more believable. How does that work?
That's a fascinating point, right?
Yeah.
It could be that a bit of face touching humanizes the person, making them seem less robotic or rehearsed. By subconsciously relating to their nervousness,
okay,
we might perceive them as more genuine.
Okay, so we've got posture, handshakes, eye contact, crossed arms, and face touching.
Right.
That's a lot to think about. It seems like there's a lot more to men's body language than meets the eye.
There certainly is.
Yeah.
And I think the biggest takeaway so far is that no single gesture tells the whole story.
Right. It would be like judging a movie based on one scene. You need to see the whole thing to understand what's going on.
Exactly. It's about considering the entire context and the individual and combining body language with other cues like tone of voice and facial expressions.
You know, it's almost like you're a body language detective piecing together clues to get the full picture.
Yeah.
Speaking of getting the full picture, the article focuses mainly on men's body language.
Wait.
But I imagine a lot of these principles apply to everyone, right?
Absolutely. While there might be some subtle gender differences in how certain gestures are perceived.
Right.
The fundamentals of body language are universal.
Yeah.
We all use posture, eye contact, and gestures to communicate,
whether
we're aware of it or not.
So this information is valuable for anyone, not just those specifically trying to decode men's body language.
Right.
It's about understanding human communication on a deeper level.
Precisely. And the more you practice observing and interpreting these nonverbal cues, the better you'll become at understanding the people around you.
Okay, let's dive back into some specifics.
Okay.
Earlier, we talked about eye contact and how it's often linked to trustworthiness. But I'm thinking about those charismatic con artists we see in movies.
Right.
They can look you straight in the eye while spinning a web of lies.
That's a great point. There are certainly people who are skilled at using body language to deceive.
Wow.
It's why it's so crucial to consider all the cues, not just one isolated gesture.
So how can we tell the difference between genuine eye contact and a well-rehearsed act? Are there any telltale signs?
It's not always easy.
Right.
But there are some subtle things to look for.
Yeah.
Genuine eye contact often involves micro expressions. Those fleeting flickers of emotion that flash across the face. It also tends to be more relaxed and less intense than a forced, unwavering stare.
It sounds like we need to pay attention to the whole face, not just the eyes themselves.
Exactly. And don't forget about the context of the conversation.
Sure.
Are their words aligning with their body language? Inconsistencies can be a red flag.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Now, the article didn't go into much detail about hand gestures, but I think they play a huge role in how we communicate.
Right.
Are there any hand gestures that are particularly common or telling?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Hand gestures are a fascinating aspect of body language.
Right.
And they can reveal a lot about someone's thoughts and feelings.
Yeah.
For instance, one common gesture is the steeple.
Okay.
Where you bring your fingertips together,
right,
forming a triangle shape.
Oh, I've seen people do that. What does it usually mean?
The steeple is often associated with confidence and authority. It's a gesture that suggests the person is thoughtful, analytical,
right,
and potentially in a position of power.
So if I'm in a meeting and I see someone steepling their fingers, I might assume they feel pretty confident about their ideas.
That's a reasonable assumption.
Yeah.
However,
right,
as always,
sure,
it's essential to consider the full context.
Right.
Are they steepling their fingers while presenting their idea, or are they doing it while listening to someone else speak?
That's a good point.
Yeah.
The same gesture could have different meanings depending on the situation.
Hmm.
Are there any hand gestures we should be wary of?
One that can sometimes be perceived negatively is the finger point.
Yeah, I can see why it can feel quite aggressive, especially if someone's doing it right in your face.
Exactly. It can come across as accusatory or confrontational.
Right.
Of course, there are times when pointing is necessary,
sure,
like if you're giving directions.
Right.
But generally, it's best to use more open and inviting gestures.
It's about being mindful of the message you're sending,
yeah,
even unintentionally.
Yeah.
Now, there's one aspect of body language I've always found interesting. Mirroring.
Ah, yes.
Okay.
Mirroring is when you subtly imitate the body language,
right,
of the person you're interacting with.
Right.
It can involve matching their posture,
okay,
gestures, or even their tone of voice.
I've heard about that, but I've never fully understood why people do it. Is it conscious or subconscious?
It's often done unconsciously, and it's believe to be a way of building rapport and connection.
Right.
When we mirror someone's body language,
yeah,
we're sending a signal that we're on the same page,
yeah,
and that we understand them.
So if I'm trying to establish a good connection with someone, I could subtly mirror their body language.
Exactly. It can be a powerful tool for building trust and understanding.
Right.
Just be careful not to overdo it.
Sure.
Mirroring should be subtle and natural,
right,
not an obvious imitation.
That makes sense. We don't want to come across as creepy or insincere.
Precisely. And sometimes the best approach is to simply be present and attentive, focusing on truly listening and responding to the other person's verbal and nonverbal cues.
It's about being an active participant in the conversation, not just going through the motions of body language hacks.
Exactly. It's about genuine connection and understanding.
Okay, so we've talked about a lot of different aspects of men's body language, from posture and handshakes to eye contact and mirroring. It's clear that there's so much more to it than meets the eye. It's like this whole hidden language we're all speaking without even realizing it.
It really is. And the more we understand this language, the more effectively we can communicate and connect with others.
I completely agree. It's like gaining a superpower. Being able to read between the lines and pick up on those subtle cues that most people miss, it really does feel like unlocking a secret code, doesn't it?
It does.
And now that we've decoded some of the basics of men's body language, I think it's time to turn the spotlight on ourselves.
I was just thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
This deep dive has given us a lot to think about in terms of how others might be perceiving us.
Right.
What signals are we sending out into the world?
We've been analyzing other people's body language this whole time.
Yep.
But what about our own? Are we projecting the image we want to?
Right.
Are we coming across as confident and approachable? Or are we unintentionally sending the wrong message?
It's a great exercise in self-awareness.
Yeah.
Start paying attention to your own posture, your eye contact.
Right.
Even how you use your hands when you talk.
Right.
You might be surprised by what you discover.
I know I am. I've already noticed myself slouching a few times during this conversation.
Oh, really?
Time to practice what we preach.
Exactly. And remember, becoming more aware of your body language isn't about trying to be someone you're not.
Right.
It's about understanding how your nonverbal cues can either enhance or hinder your communication.
It's about aligning your inner world with your outer expression, right?
Yeah.
Making sure you're sending a congruent message.
Precisely. And that can make a huge difference in how you connect with others.
Yeah.
Both personally and professionally.
You know, it's funny because we often think of communication as being all about the words we say. But this deep dive has really highlighted the power of nonverbal cues.
It's true. Body language can often speak louder than words.
Right.
It can convey emotions.
Yeah.
Intentions and attitudes that we might not even be consciously aware of.
Which is why it's so important to be mindful of our own body language and to learn how to interpret the signals others are sending.
Right.
It's like gaining a whole new level of understanding.
Absolutely. And like any skill, the more you practice, the better you'll become.
So, dear listeners, as we wrap up this deep dive into the fascinating world of men's body language, we encourage you to keep exploring. Pay attention to your own nonverbal cues.
Right.
Observe the people around you and don't be afraid to ask questions.
And remember, this is just the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah.
There's so much more to learn about this complex and intriguing subject.
This deep dive has been a real eye-opener.
Yeah.
And I hope it sparked your curiosity to learn more about the silent language we all speak.
It's fascinating, isn't it?
It really is.
We'd love to hear your thoughts.
Yeah.
What aha moments did you have during this deep dive? Share your observations and questions with us on social media. Let's get the conversation going.
Until next time, happy decoding.